Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are we chatting about in the world of fashion this morning?
Well, I thought we'd do The Matrix today.
And strong.
It's totally taking me down a massive rabbit hole of things, finding out things about this movie that I did not know.
I only watched The Matrix for the first time this lockdown, which is, I think, ridiculous, frankly, because I've just been blagging my way through all the cultural references for the majority of my life. And now I'm like, why did I wait so long? It's an awesome movie.
Have you watched all the whole franchise?
No, we're taking our time, but yeah, we've got like our flats kind of set ourselves up the project to watch a lot of movies that we have, you know, gaps in our collective knowledge around, and so we're trying to sort of spread it out. But yes, we have got plans to get through the whole trilogy.
Wow, that's cool. I think I'm going to have to rewatch it now because this has kind of been like mind-blowing, to be honest. So I'll just, in case people haven't seen the movie, because, you know, there might be, it's a dystopian future in which humanity is unknowingly trapped inside a simulated reality, which is called The Matrix, which intelligent machines have created to distract humans while using their bodies as an energy source.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's three movies and a fourth to come out, supposed to be coming out in December this year, but I'm wondering whether that'll be postponed. So there's The Matrix, The Matrix Reloaded, and The Matrix Revolutions, and then The Matrix Resurrections is coming out. This film, the first one, was made in 1999 by the Wachowskis, who at that point, I believe, were Larry and Andy, but they transitioned in 2000 and are now Lana and Lily, which is kind of quite fascinating in itself, because the story was originally written for a comic, and Neo was going to be, could have potentially been a female. And at one point, Sandra Bullock might have played Neo.
I could see Sandra Bullock as Neo. She'd be good Neo. Yeah.
What's quite interesting is the amount of people that turned it down. Like, it's quite fascinating.
Really?
And Johnny Depp was set to play Neo, but the studio said no go with Keanu Reeves. But Leonardo DiCaprio, sorry, too early in the morning for me. Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Will Smith was the first choice.
I could also see Will Smith in that role, probably because he's played a similar role in other movies as well, but I don't think I could see Leonardo or Johnny Depp doing a good job at that. Wouldn't be the same.
I don't know whether, because there needs to be a certain amount of androgyny, and I feel like, I don't know, I just don't think they could have pulled it off.
I really like, I mean, I've seen some interviews with the Wachowskis now, who they're like, a lot of people on the internet for the whole time that this movie's existed have been like, is this about the trans experience? And they're like, yes, it is about the trans experience. Coming out, we're telling you that that is what it's about. You have been reading into that correctly.
Yeah. Well, when I saw it, when it came out, like, I never would have even thought about that, you know, and this was kind of pre, I guess, a lot of people knowing that you could, you know, like the construct, which is an all-white room in the movie where the Matrix is kind of explained, it kind of allows the characters to essentially create their mental protection, you know, projection of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of sets the scene for the costumes, I guess, because initially it didn't have a very big budget, but it ended up going on to make $460 million US.
Whoa.
At the box office, which is incredible. And the lead costume designer, Kim Barrett, didn't really have much money. She'd done things like Romeo and Juliet. She's also done From Hell, Cloud Atlas, Jupiter Ascending, Aquaman. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which I actually watched last night, and that's fantastic. The costumes in that are great. But she didn't really have a lot of money. So what's quite fascinating for me is that she's taken kind of a lot of references from history and put them into, like, the costumes in the Matrix. But when in reality, when people like the crew were like in the Nebuchadnezzar, they're kind of wearing clothing that looks recycled. That it's kind of a lot of layering and frayed and that sort of thing, which is what you'd expect when you don't have very much in a world, in the real world.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like got a blue kind of colour. But apparently there was a rule that there was going to be no blue in the Matrix. But everything in the Matrix is actually infused with green dye. So in the what seems like the real world but isn't is actually the Matrix. That's why there's a green tinge through everything.
Right.
Because it's just no blue. But then when you go into reality, there is blue.
That's so interesting. I hadn't really noticed that, but now looking at images and this makes a lot of sense. Yeah, this is what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, I think like what you take away from the Matrix, even if you don't know what it is the fashion of, say, like Trinity and the big coats and the little tiny glasses, the micro sunglasses.
Yes.
And it was so influential at the time that within a few months, people like John Galliano were showing similar clothing for Dior.
Mm.
So it really kind of was boundary pushing. It had progressive themes. The other thing that's really cool about this film is that the main and supporting cast span a diverse range of ethnicities, cultural backgrounds, genders and ages, which I guess kind of like helps with that costuming as well. Neo's coat was inspired by a mix of cultures and religions, Japanese samurai, 18th century warriors, English clergy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, totally.
And it was actually made out of very cheap green wool that Kim Barrett bought in New York for $3 a yard.
Nice.
And people ask her, but what about Neo's leather coat? But he never had a leather coat in that film. He actually only ever had this green wool coat, but in The Matrix, it just looks like he's
a leather jacket.
Wearing one.
That's so interesting. And because that's the costume. If people go, you know, as like Neo to Halloween, they're always wearing a leather coat. But it's really, it's Trinity's the one who's always rocking the leather.
Yeah, and actually Trinity was wearing, because they didn't have much money, she wore PVC, not leather, which would have been incredibly sweaty. I don't know if you've ever tried to put those on.
A lot of talcum powder is involved.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of really cool and really clever how she's kind of used those pieces, those key pieces. Like the coat on Neo gives the audience a visual feeling that, you know, he kind of puts that on once he accepts, right, I've got something to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to take on my powers and do this now. And that's kind of like the symbol of that. And with Trinity, Barrett kind of wanted her to look like an oil slick. And yet she totally does.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
And she kind of goes from wearing short jacket and pants, you know, in the reality, to kind of wearing this really functional outfit in the Matrix where she can fight. She's wearing rubber boots and she really can like move when she's fighting. And it's kind of like she shows respect for her character and what she has to do rather than like the male gaze.
Totally.
So that's what Barrett wanted to reflect.
That's so awesome. And I mean, looking at fashion across sort of the 20 years since The Matrix came out, The Matrix has had such a lasting influence on runway shows, as you've said, and also on street fashion, because it pops up every now and then. You'll see something and you'll be like, that's like The Matrix, you know? It's so iconic that it's really like hard to see a black jacket or small sunglasses or anything like that now and not have that reference, even if you haven't seen the movies.
Yeah. And it, like, people even know like the movements of the bullet time, which was like you know, the scenes where the bullets go and then you can watch them go past you. And that was like the first time that technology had been used. Also like Carrie Ann Moss, who played Trinity, did as did Keanu Reeves, they did most of their stunts.
That's
and
cool.
It was the first time that wire work had been used in a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they used Yuen Wu Ping, who was a choreographer and fight scene guy, and he'd come from a martial arts background in China. And so everything was kind of brand spanking new at that time.
True.
And so it was so influential. It's considered to be like the best sci-fi of all time.
that I would say, I mean, it's one of my favourite sci-fi movies, even though I only watched it recently. I was like, this is why everyone references this. Yeah. It rules. It's so good. And it's like been the platform for so many interesting ideas to come off.
Yeah. And I mean, even Hugo Weaving as Agent Smith, I mean, he is so good at being the villain.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just in a normal kind of like, what you'd expect to be an FBI suit.
Yep. He looks like a sort of bureaucratic spy, which is kind of what he is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really recommend that if people haven't seen it for a while or never seen it, that they check it out, because I think it's a really fascinating look at how people can, you know, costume designers can really translate costumes into the story.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for bringing us The Matrix this morning, Penelope Noir. I think that this calls for a bit of Wild Stallion from Deb 5000, which is their ode to Keanu Reeves from their EP Debutante. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Matrix. Reloaded. Speed.
Excellent. Someone's texted in saying, cool Matrix Keanu Reeves fact. Keanu was so blown away by the visual effects that he gave most of his fee to the VFX department and made each of them a millionaire. Dude, I'm not even going to fact check that because that's too cool, and it just absolutely adds to the picture of Keanu Reeves being such a good guy. Love that video of him just like walking out on the stage at one of those Comic Cons and everyone just losing their mind and he just looks so happy. It's a pure video, very pure.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.